the single most important library in France. It exists for several hundreds of years, and it has a legal deposit of all the books in France. And during the 90s, it decided to scan all the books, well, all maximum of books, and started in 1997, and now it has more than 1 million books. The issue with the digitization of these works is that the OCR, as you can see, this is the text which is recognized by the machine on the left. This one is pretty good, but on some texts, especially ancient ones, this is pretty good again. Yes, on the left, this is what is recognized by the machine. So if you want to make a plain text search, it's simply not usable. Enter Wikisource. Oh, come on. One interesting point about the French National Library and its numerical library, which is called Gallica, is that they don't claim copyright on the book they scan. Either if you're a librarian or Wikimedian, you know that cultural institutions often use copyright, often claim copyright on the works they digitize, and often Wikimedians don't acknowledge these rights exist. It's a little bit different in France, because, as I put, there is a law in 1978 that it's called the Public Data Law, which means that, among other things, if something is made by the government or a cultural institution that depends on the government, it becomes a public data. And the government agency can decide to do pretty much whatever it wants with that. So, even if the texts are in public domain, which the French National Library acknowledged, it decides that it is public data, and we decide to do whatever we want with that. And what is the shortcut again? Oh, thank you. And it decides that commercial reuse is forbidden. It's in French, but I can translate it for you if you want. Non-commercial reuse, oh, okay, no problem. Commercial reuse, please ask his or the fee that you have to pay. So Wikisource is a Wikimedia project which is not as well known as Wikipedia. The aim, it's a numerical library as well, whose aim is to take scans of books and to proofread them. So let's see what it looks like in the next scan. So I don't know if you see it well. Yeah, on the right of the screen, you've got the scan, and on the left, you've got the text that the Wikisource strive to fix. So basically, in edit mode, this is what it looks like. People look at the text and they fix it. So here we have the French National Library, which is converting books into scans. Okay, but not very good scans. And on the other hand, we have Wikisource folks who take scans and make brilliant texts with that. Maybe there's some kind of cooperation that could be done here. And yes, and Wikisource also serve as a reference for Wikipedia, for example. So it's not a closed project; it's a project that aims to be useful for many kind of things, and including Wikipedia. So the partnership with the French National Library is mainly, maybe you've heard about it, and it was mainly about a gift, of books to Wikisource. It was 1,400 books with the images, the scans, which the Wikisource folks absolutely require, and the UCR that needs to be proofread. And it is the task that the Wikisource folks have to do. Another part of the partnership, which is not well known, is the French National Library actually has authority files. Cultural folks know what it is. Does everyone know what is an authority file? Yeah? Okay. It's basically, if you take an example, it has an authority file on names, on people, and it lists the name of the person, birth of dates, date of birth, sorry, date of death, and also the bad spellings of the name. for example, alternate spellings or in other languages. So it's a way to standardize the data. And the French National Library agreed to let Wikimedians do whatever they want with that. So whatever we want is a... yes, we're still looking into that. Okay, maybe we can do this, maybe we can do that. If you have ideas, you're welcome. So this is the second part of the partnership, which is still going on.
So I will now speak about the important dates, milestones of the partnership. In October 2007, there was a colloquium, a conference targeting the academic world, organized by Wikimedia France. And also, we don't have. Jean-Frédéric and me began to work on this partnership on January 2010. So we don't know exactly what happened previously, but the discussion with the BNF was between March 2008 and to the end of 2009. And at the beginning of 2010, an agreement was signed, and we began to upload the books to Wikimedia Commons, this milestone was during this milestone takes about 6 months. And the books were available in July 2010. And 1 month ago, about some statistics was done on the result of the first three months of the partnership. To see how many books was proofread and other statistics.
As Sébastien said, we were not involved in the actual discussions with the BNF. We're just the technical guys who handle the books. But what we know is that the main difficulty with the French National Library was that the French National Library actually has a conflict between two missions, as many cultural institutions. The first one was knowledge spreading. They have their assets and they want to spread it. But on the other hand, they have to have some income from that. So the result of that is that the BNF was torn apart, literally, and that we were trying to talk with the guys that were, put the books on Wikisource, that's great, and the other guys were saying, no free licenses, seriously? We have to make some money. The governance is asking us for money. So how it was hard to find the middle ground, but in the end, 2 years later, the agreement was finally signed with the good guys, us.
I would present what is, from my point of view, what is a community. I think it's important to conclude a partnership. So a community, for me, is an informal group of volunteers. The volunteers share different culture and different opinion, so it's not a formal group. a partnership has to respect these communities. Because the community lies before and after the partnership. And here at Wikimedia France, we made the error to not respect completely the communities, the existing communities, and in a smaller.
What we're trying to say is that the cultural institution is talking to the chapter, and the chapter is talking to the community. But yes. It's easy to forget that we were in our books, you know, and we have to upload stuff, and we were coming to the community, hey, we've got books, here they are, and they're saying, no, you don't do this like this, you have to wait, you have to ask, you have to... And it's easy to forget for the cultural institutions because it's not the cultural institution's fault, it's ours. But the problem is that later the communities blame the institution for the errors, for the mistakes we've done. And so, yes, always remember that there are people, there is no Wikipedia or Wikisource. There are people out there, and they have different opinions, and they have also hopes for the partnership. This is not only gold that comes from the cultural institution. And this is what of the critics of this partnership.
Yes, I will speak about the technique. It's the main part on which we worked. For us, we are not librarians. We had some difficulties to enter in the world of the librarians, and specifically, for instance, we had to learn what was the XML Alto format. It's a format developed by the Library of Congress to basically say where is on the page, where is it, each word. There are many information in this format. So after we had to learn what was the specific format used on Wikisource. It is a rare format, the déjà vu. It is like the PDF, but not the same. And the main technical part was to transform the OCR into déjà vu. And one other optional part.
I think we're running out of time, so basically we're running through. What we're trying to say with the technical part is it was not easy. So because the library world and the Wikisource world basically don't work at all with the same standards. It's a shame. And that's what is good with the chapter. We can make the interface between these two different worlds. So yeah, a total of 6 months. We did a great job. And statistics.
For the statistics, after 3 months, 169 books have been begun. Basically, one or many pages have been proofread by 114 contributors. And and what is amazing, it is what there are 10,000 contributions made by the humans, and the double made by the automatic robot. And a human make an average of three, almost 400 modifications. He modified 400 characters on the page. So it's quite huge. And so this is the activity of the contributors. So the some books were uploaded at the beginning of April, and the main part of the books was uploaded at the beginning of July. So this is why there are many contributions from July.
Skip that. What is at the end of the partnership, we're trying to say, okay, what was the outcomes? And we got some books from Wikisource. That's great. But basically, Wikisourceans already took books from Gallica, from the BNF, without asking. So what did we really gain in that? It was in the form of acknowledgement from the French National Library, which is probably one of the biggest cultural institutions in France, and that they accepted to talk with us is a really big step forward. For us, it was a way to work with communities, and well, some things went right, something went wrong. We'll do better next time. And big partnership, I mean, something like 500,000 pages. If an image is 1,000 words, the number of words we have is probably bigger than any Wikimedia Commons partnerships. Yeah. Oops. So here's the contact information of the person involved. So if for the technical part, that's us. But if you want more on the negotiation, we can put you in touch with the relevant people for the most cultural as a institution aspect. Thank you very much. Sorry for the technical sensei.
Thanks very much to our colleagues from the BNF. You'll have to ask them questions individually, I think, because we've got to run to the big lecture theatre now. If you don't run, we will be in trouble. But shout questions.
2 questions?
2 minutes. We've got 2 minutes. Look, 2 questions.
Okay, one from a Wikimedian, Martin. Are the books to be profited? At the current rate, I think it's 10 years. Well, yeah, but of course the Wikisource community will grow and grow and grow, and we're very positive about this. Yeah, so, well, the on the statistics report that we provided to the French National Library, the feedback we had is of the 15 pages with advanced statistics, yes, the feedback we got is, well, activity is not what we expected, but it's pretty good. Okay, thank you very much, French National Library. it's hard to tell. It's Wikisource at the moment is a project that doesn't scale well. If 1,000 books are done in 10 years, the 1 million books that are held in Gallica, I don't have the courage to compute that.
Everybody's got to learn French.
Please, we've got 2 books in Italian, maybe that's of interest.
Was there another question? Yes.
How did you select the books? Was it random or were you focused around an area of interest?
That's a very good question. we don't know that much. The list was made by the French National Library. And it was a specific topic that blocked the discussions for months. Which books do we select? And this is also why the Wikisource community is angry at us, because hey, we don't care about that. Those books have got nothing. We personally, both of us, think that the French National Library selected books based on different criteria, and especially the quality of the machine recognition of characters. That's why we have got books from the 15th century, which are completely useless in us here. That's we think that they try to have different things to see how things work, but we are not really in their heads, so we don't know. But that's really an anchor point. For the moment, they don't. I don't think they're planning to do that at the moment. It's also a technical problem. Well, we have got to run quickly. At the beginning, they thought it would be possible to for the people to view the scans on Gallica and to have the Wikisource text just next to that. And we said, well, we are the French chapter. We can change everything. So I don't think they plan to take the books back. What they might try, what we're pretty sure will be done or will be tried to be done is if we link to their authority data and to their books using their perennial URLs that are very important, they might link to us back. So maybe we hope that in the future on Gallica, you will have links to the books on Wikisource. And don't hesitate to ask us questions. I can just say it during coffee breaks and whatever.